Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 30th, 2020. The Spiritual Role of Women, Part 6. The final stop is reaching the root of your soul. Question: what are the specifics of acquiring the property of bestowal for a woman? Answer: women have a special kind of soul, not the same as men. It cannot be said that in Kabbalah it is better or worse to be a man or a woman. Indeed, in accordance with the property of the soul, all other conditions are given to a person: family, husband or wife, work, and everything else that happens to them. I do not think that we need to particularly understand this. If I were born a woman, then of course, I would have other properties, other functions, a different fate. But you should not even worry about it, because the final stop in the fate of each person is the same for everyone: reaching the root of one's soul. Therefore, regardless of whether you are a woman or a man, everyone has their own root of their soul, which everyone should still discern and comprehend. It does not matter who you are at the moment. There is no room for asking who is more or less fortunate. The Creator is absolutely fair. There is no preference for one or another. A person can be, for example, a laborer in Africa, and still the final property and state of his soul is at the same level as all the great Kabbalists and great souls. The difference is only in the fulfillment of its earthly function, that is, in correction. In the spiritual, on the contrary, the worse conditions I am in, the greater is my opportunity to achieve a greater upsurge and correct myself. As a result, it turns out that we all become absolutely equal, and no one can have any claims to the Creator, why he made him or her so. Maybe this slightly reduces any taste and competitiveness, but you will forget about it, because all the same, you will look at everything through the earthly framework, earthly properties. And only when you entered the spiritual world, will it seem to you, why am I not worse? Indeed, from the fact that you feel worse than the rest, you can achieve greater exaltation and give greater pleasure to the Creator. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 8, 2020. Kabbalistic terms, Yesh Me'ain. Comment: in Kabbalah, there is the term Yesh Me'ain, which translates as existence from absence. My response: I would not translate this term at all. It's better to leave Yesh Me'ain. Here, it is understood that everything that exists comes from zero, from the fact that somehow, somewhere, once in the field of high spiritual nature, a high mind, a plan for creation arose. And everything that follows from it descends and develops from this thought. Therefore, Yesh Me'ain is what exists now, but once it was not. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, June 17, 2019. Does matter exist? Remark: if we conduct a comparative analysis of the spiritual and the material world, then the spiritual world has always existed, but matter did not always exist. It was created from nothing at some point in time. My comment: there is no such thing as matter. Matter is what is given to us in our sensations, but in itself, it does not exist. After all, everything that we see and feel exists in our sensations and nothing more. It is the desire that perceives something. This something is matter. It may be material, it may be spiritual, but this feeling is in the desire. Perception in the desire to receive for oneself is called material matter. Perception in the desire to give, to fill, to bring joy to someone, is called spiritual matter. Remark: in principle, scientists also say that our world of matter is an illusion and exists in our sensations only. Even during experiments, when a person looks at particles, one sees them in the form of electrons, etc., in the absence of man's eye, that is, when the research is not disturbed by human desires, feelings, and sensations, they take the form of energy and force. My comment: yes. Everything is only in our sensations. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, June 10, 2019. Let the desire mature. Question. In the book Case Ages Fruit, Baal HaSulam writes that one should rejoice in the descents. How can a person rejoice in states in which he has no desire to reveal the Creator? Answer. Many times when I was invited to a dinner party, I saw the following picture. Before dinner, guests were offered an aperitif to drink and a bite of something spicy. In anticipation of a good dinner, guests would walk around the garden or chat with each other in the living room. The host would keep it going on purpose for another half an hour, then 15 minutes more, and when they were already at their limit and it was clear that they were ready to eat, he would let them in. We need to understand that the task of the Creator is to make our egoism, our desire to fulfill it, mature. And He does. Therefore, either we quickly develop ourselves and then we can soon move from the living room to the dining room, or, as usual, we can develop slowly and experience numerous problems. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 27, 2019.